Hi, you're listening to the Pentecostal Wisconsin podcast for April 8th, 2007. Now, this was formerly the Bashful Scandinavian podcast, but I've changed the title. I think it'll give a little bit clearer idea of what I talk about. And so I've changed it to Pentecostal Wisconsin podcast instead of Bashful Scandinavian. So your feed will still work if you're subscribing to the podcast. You'll still be able to get it, to subscribe to it and to get it in iTunes if you choose to do it that way. Anyway, the point is, everything will be the same. I've just changed the title. So thank you so much for downloading the Pentecostal Wisconsin podcast. And if you'd like more information, go to www.ryanpaulson.com. Also, I'll be introducing a new theme song next week, so I'm going to take this week to record it and kind of perfect it, and then I will introduce it next week. So pardon the lack of a theme song for this week, but I will have that for you next week. Thanks for downloading this podcast. My church had something called Royal Rangers, and this was an activity that you would do usually on Wednesday nights. Wednesday night was the big activity night in my church. So the older kids would go to youth group. The really young kids would have, I think, a class of their own or a nursery time. And then kids who were, say, 4 to 12, the boys did something which is called Royal Rangers. And the girls actually did something called Missionettes. Now, these things were basically divided up kind of by what used to be the standard idea of domestic duties. So the boys did Royal Rangers, and we learned about camping and woodworking and all these, you know, alleged manly things. And then the women, the girls, would join missionettes, and they could earn patches for, I don't know, vacuuming and cleaning and cooking. So both boys and girls start out in something called Straight Arrows. It's like, even when we were, you know, 4 years old, they were already steering us in that direction and saying, don't be gay, you're a straight arrow. So you were a straight arrow, and I remember being really excited about straight arrows because I could, I got to make this little vest of felt, and then we put these patches on it that had, what else, a little arrow. So we got to wear these vests around. That's all I really remember about it, but it seemed fun. So then once you get older, then they start splitting up, and the girls go do missionettes and the guys do Royal Rangers. So Royal Rangers were basically like, how can I say it? There's like a Cub Scouts, but the Cub Scouts, the real Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, they were too liberal for us, so we had to have our own version. That's how conservative we were. The Boy Scouts were too liberal. So the Assemblies of God, which was my denomination, they started this program called Royal Rangers. And it was pretty much exactly like the Boy Scouts, but everything was focused around God, you know. So you tie a square knot, and there's some devotion about, I don't know, how God wants us to be square, or, you know, how we need to tie a knot and keep ourselves to Jesus. Everything was focused around this, the Bible. And we had these uniforms, which are these tan shirts, and then we would have patches. And unlike the Boy Scouts, you could earn patches for, you know, like Bible study and prayer, leading devotionals, that sort of thing. We had all these codes too. You know, it was really laid out. And I remember we were supposed to recite these codes. We would first recite the Pledge of Allegiance at every meeting, and then we would recite the Ranger Code and the Golden Rule. And the only part I remember is something like, live by the Ranger Creed and make the Golden Rule my daily rule. I was never very good at being a Royal Ranger, unfortunately. You know, there were some kids who really took to it, all the woodworking, and I just wasn't great at that stuff. I remember making a candle holder. We took a log, and then we drilled a hole in it and threw some glitter on it, and that was a candle holder that we were supposed to give to our moms. And that was probably my most successful one. Because we also made a birdhouse, and I was pretty proud of myself. We just had to put all these parts together. They were all laid out for us. It should have been pretty simple, but there was one thing I forgot, and then at the end, the whole thing was lopsided. So my birdhouse wasn't the nicest house in the block. The biggest project that the Royal Rangers took on every year were the Pinewood Derby cars. And Pinewood Derby cars are just little cars. They give you a tiny block of wood about the size of I don't know. And maybe like 6 inches long, and the height is, I don't know, a couple inches. And you're supposed to carve it into this little car, and then they give you these wheels to put on. And after working on them for a couple months, they would bring in this track, and we were supposed to race them on the track. It's just a big ramp, and you would race them and see who had the fastest car. So they brought in all these tools, and we had these little blocks of wood, and we'd shave them and shape them and cut them on saws. And it took a long time because we would only meet once a week for, you know, an hour. And this was a big deal, and it's the project that the kids, you know, that we all like the most, because we're boys, and I don't know, I mean, most of the kids did like cars, so we'd make these little cars for ourselves. It was pretty exciting. But mine, I tried to make it like a sports car. I wanted it to look like a Porsche, but it ended up kind of looking like a VW Bug or maybe a Chevette. And I noticed that some of the other kids, they would take their cars home, and then the next week they would bring them back, and they would be incredibly improved. And clearly it was because their dads had all this woodworking equipment, and their dads were really excellent at this sort of thing, whereas my dad, he really wasn't. You know, when I asked him about if he had any ideas for how to improve my car, he just said, "I don't know, Ryan," in this way that made me think he really didn't have any ideas and wasn't going to be of much help to me in the Pinewood Derby competition. So that was kind of a failure for me, those two projects. We also played this game called Steal the Bacon. It was a really simple game where you were just supposed to try and steal this tiny object, and it could be anything, from the middle of a floor, and then run back to your side before someone tagged you. But we were told that this was a game that the Indians played. I think what they were inferring was, you know, you can learn to be nature-like too and survive in the wild if you can only learn to steal the bacon. Unfortunately, I never did learn how to steal the bacon, and subsequently don't think I could survive in the wild. This has been the Bashful Scandinavian Podcast for April 8th, 2007. Thanks for listening, and check out the podcast next week because I will have an entirely new theme song, which is pretty exciting. And also, please consider subscribing. You can subscribe through iTunes and through a whole bunch of other different programs if you'd like to, and that way you will get the podcast automatically every week. And of course, as always, it's free of charge, and that way you'll make sure you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening to the Pentecostal Wisconsin Podcast, and I look forward to hearing from you via ryanpaulson.com or ryanlukepaulson@gmail.com. Thanks a lot. Bye.